Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Don Lund. Batting 7th. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is walked intentionally. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is called out on strikes. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lund. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lund. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batts fields it and throws to first for the out. Dobson moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. Mealy moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens is walked intentionally. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Minoso scores. Mealy moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Mealy scores. Stevens moves to third. Lawler moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dobson hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4. And the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lawler strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan throws the ball into Pretty, who tags Carrasquel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Jordan now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Jordan covering. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Batts and he is out, Pretty applying the tag. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lund. Dobson reaches second base with a double. Lawler moves to third. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the mound. Dobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jordan. Fain moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain scores. One out. It's 7-2, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Jordan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mealy moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lund hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.